بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم بلال الشيخ عارف بالله عالم رباني حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختصر دام الله في عزهم. It's a very famous poem of one of our beloved Sheikh. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. To love among your lovers and to die among your lovers. Meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna, meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna, hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat, yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna, kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi بھی دل میں یاد کرنا، یہ تیری عنایت ہے، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، یہ تیری عنایت ہے، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا، میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ دل پہ کرنا، میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ دل پہ کرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، یہی ہے میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا، کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے، کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست
کا سہارا. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله العظيم. First we'll translate, try and translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, and which is a bayan, a complete bayan of its own. Tere aashiqo me jina, tere aashiqo me marna. The value and the benefit of living in the lovers of Allah Ta'ala and dying in them. In other words, to live fully in them. Mere tumhare saath jina marna hai, it means to live with you forever. And it doesn't mean, again, in the literal sense, it means mostly come and go, stay, make this a predominant thing in our life, to go to the aashiqs of Allah Ta'ala, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. We must carry on with our other work also. We got our family, we got our business, see to that also. But be always with the aashiqs of Allah Ta'ala. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. In order to reach Allah Ta'ala, this is the only way that a person can reach Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi dil par sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes you have to make sabr. You have your desires. Allah put the nafs, and the desires of the nafs are there for various gunas. So don't commit those gunas, make sabr. Then Allah's command is to make ibadat, and you enjoy ibadat. When you cry in your tahajjud, in your dua, how you enjoy it. So make shukar for that. So make sabr also, make shukar also. Don't commit any guna and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri rada me jina, ye teri rada me marna. This living in the pleasure of Allah, fulfilling Allah's commandments, making ibadat, and this dying in the pleasure of Allah, that is not committing sin. When a person, and really if a person tries it, he'll feel it. Now he's got the desire to look at a woman. A very beautiful woman came. She's even smiling at him, but he cuts his eyes completely away. It's like dying at that time. Not only making sabr, like you are giving your life at that time. And in fact, when you have, for example, the opportunity to fulfill your desires completely with that woman, she is offering herself, and you have got all the opportunity, nothing stopping you, but you say no, for Allah's pleasure. Then see how you die. Now you got the opportunity to steal some money, 1 million rand you can swindle somewhere. And you got lot of hopes to do this with it and that with it for Allah's pleasure. No, I won't even look at it. Forget, touch it also. This is dying in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And as we are explaining from the beginning of the month of Ramadan, the main ibadat is to stay away from guna. That is the biggest ibadat. We, in our opinion, that person is very pious, and our ibadat whole night, tahajjud, zikr, tilawat, making ibadat the whole night, etc. And any person who makes lot of ibadat, in our opinion, is a very pious person. But the Quran Sharif says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon, lo kanu ya'alamun, Allah says. Only if they knew. The awliya are those people who stay away from sin. In another place Allah Ta'ala says, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The most noble is not the one who is making lot of nafil ibadat. The person who cries lot on in his duas. The person who is giving lot of charity. But the most noble is the one who stays away from sin. In the Hadith Sharif, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Aba Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Stay away from haram things, and you will be the one who is a'bad, the one who makes the most ibadat. Hazrat Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi has written that if you give up one guna, you get more faster, more closer to Allah than 1,000 years of tahajjud. Tahajjud, all your tahajjud one side, which is such a great thing. Ibadat will also take you, but at a very slow pace. And giving up guna will take you at a very fast pace. And amongst the gunas that we had discussed, which are common, one first length beard we must keep. Many of us, we're not keeping, or we're keeping, but it's not a first length. And the first length must start from under the chin. From under the chin, not from here. It must be. And if it doesn't grow, no problem. But if it grows, don't touch it until it's not one first length. Even on the sides, it must be one first length. Trousers above the ankle. Many people, one friend I met, and mashallah, he showed me all the list of his ibadat. Farishtas will envy how much ibadat he makes. But I told him of two things. One is first length beard. Then he said, I have to correct this. Next year when we meet again, inshallah, I'll have corrected this. The other thing, his trousers above, he said, that is right. So that's another thing. Many of us, we make lot of ibadat, but trousers is below the ankles. That is also totally haram. Ma asfa, Bukhari Sharif, ma asfala min al-ka'abain min al-izar bin nar. It will mean the fire of Jahannam. Another very common guna, which is amongst people who are here. I'm not speaking of the gunas of people who are not here. We have to treat the patients who are here. We have to treat ourselves. Many times we're treating patients who are not here. And the patient who is in front, we're not treating him. Is this thoughts that we get. And what thoughts particularly? That I'm pious, I'm good. Where takabbur is haram, pride, I'm better than the other people. There, at the same time, ujab is also haram. That I'm pious, that is also haram. Which a person can understand so beautifully in the words of Hadrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, ki nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. To think of yourself, the whole world think you pious, it doesn't harm you. The whole world tell you are pious, it won't. But when you think I'm pious, now you're gone. So don't ever think that you are pious. And this has to do also with Allah's ma'rifat. The more you recognize Allah, the more you'll realize how insignificant you are. The more how you'll realize how insignificant your ibadat is. When Anbiya alayhimus salam, Imamul Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam said, مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. Where we stand. And it is the height of folly and stupidity to think I'm pious. And I'm right, and I'm all right. The person who is more stupid, more idiot, that person will think that I'm pious. The more a person has got some sense, he'll realize I'm nothing whatsoever. And also, the other person, we don't know what goodness there is in him which Allah loves. We gave all these examples. And we don't know in us perhaps what is there which Allah dislikes in spite of all our goodness. So therefore, it is very important that to give up guna. Meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, ye teri raza me jina, ye teri raza me marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. And thus when abdiyat comes, if a person is making ibadat and takabbur comes, he's in the right carpet on the wrong road. He's making ibadat, but he's not reaching Jannat. He won't reach Allah. But all his ibadat, if pride is coming due to his ibadat. And if he's going to Allah, ye hai meri abdiyat pe. That ya Allah, ibadat must bring abdiyat. It must bring humbleness in a person. If ibadat doesn't bring humbleness, the name is ibadat, but it is an ibadat. So therefore, we should see that abdiyat is coming in us. Yehi ehle dil ka shewa, yehi aashiqo ki aadat. Ahle dil, people who have got hearts which are connected to Allah, this is their sign. This is the way of the ashiks of Allah, they become humble. So that humbleness has to come in a person. Kabhi girya o buka hai, kabhi ahus ahe, sard bharna. Sometimes it is crying, begging of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes it is taking a deep sigh, Ya Allah, what am I? Ya Allah, my whole life, I couldn't recognize you. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. Ya Allah, I haven't been able to make two rakats of namaz correctly till today. One friend asked this morning, he says, when I look at my heart, I see it's a dump of, the municipal dump, rubbish. And I want it to become a garden of Jannat. Until it remains a dump of rubbish, you are on the right path. The day it becomes a garden of Jannat, you're gone. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat Ji used to say, the day you feel today I made my namaz right, you're gone that day. till you realize, you make your namaz perfect. Your effort must be to perfect it. But when you realize that my namaz today is perfect, you gone. Because who can make a perfect namaz? And until you realize whatever, Ya Allah, make me maaf. Ya Allah, till today I couldn't make my namaz. I couldn't take your name once properly also. Make me maaf. This is abdiyat. Yahi ishqi alamat. Yahi ishqi ki zamanat. This is the sign of love. If you love somebody, no matter how much you do, you say, I haven't fulfilled your rights. Please make me maaf. And there is the guarantee of love, that you have got love, as long as you feel that I haven't done anything right. And all of us want to, neek banna farze, you go, target that. But don't ever think I've reached that. The minute you think, then you've gone. And we have to try all the time. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And for this, sometimes with our tongue we're making zikr. Sometimes in our heart we are remembering Allah Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life. And the support of my life. You have life support. Until the life support is there, the person is living. So my life support. And the sum total of what I have earned in my life, what is it? Tere aashiqo mi jina, tere aashiqo mi marna. To give your whole life in the aashiqs, in the way of the aash, because that is where you will get this. Right? Like some of our friends have told, we never knew what was ibadat. We never knew. We have learned so much, but these are things which we never knew about. So this you'll get from the aashiqs of Allah Ta'ala. And this hour is a substation of our sheikh. It's all what we are getting is from our Shaykh's barakat. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya Rab. I never knew, O Allah, what is your love. And this also, a person, when he gets this love, as he progresses every day, he'll say, Ya Allah, till today I never knew what was your love. And when he gets the next day, he'll say, Ya Allah, till today I didn't know. Then that person is moving. A ball that's going up is going up until it's going up. And it never knew the higher height. When it gets that, it said, now I know I'm here. And when it got more higher, say, I never knew what is height. Now I know what is height. So as a person progresses, if this is coming here in a person, if a person is becoming, stuck at one place, then that person is going down. You never get stuck. When going up, you never stay in one place, you come down. As long as you are going up, you are realizing my namaz is improving, my iman is improving, this is improving, then you are all right. But if you feel that now I've reached the climax, then you're going to drop immediately. Tere aashiqo se sikha, tere sange dar pe marna. We have learned from your aashiqs, from your lovers, O Allah, how to give our life at your threshold, at your doorstep. That is where a person will get it. Allah has kept all the different departments. In Hadith of Jibreel, what is Islam? You learn in the maktabs, etc. Mal Iman, you learn in the darnums, the details of Iman. Mal Ihsan, you'll get in the khanqas. That is where you'll get what is Ihsan. Allah has kept all the different shobas, different departments of deen. In the same way, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ Tilawat of kitab is in the makati. The basics of deen. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ is the دَارُ الْعُلُومِ, where you learn in detail. يُزَكِّيهِمْ is another separate place. By becoming an alim, your tazkiyah is not done. Many people have a misconception. I'm an alim, now my tazkiyah is also done. I don't need tazkiyah. No, you still have to go and do your tazkiyah. Anyway, in this ayat kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَان, the month of Ramadan. First Allah gave us the month of Ramadan, which is a very blessed month. And in this month Allah gave us rozas, which are filled with, and the month is full of, and even if a person, for example, couldn't keep roza, even due to his negligence, or he's justified, he has got an uzar, so old age, or bimari, illness so much, but the barakat of Ramadan he'll also still get. That doesn't mean if he doesn't keep the rozas, he's not getting. The barakat of Ramadan is a separate, and that we have discussed already, tried in some way, whichever way we could. Then roza in the month of Ramadan is another great. Roza out of Ramadan is also full of barakat. But roza in Ramadan, how much barakat hasn't that got? And it comes that if you missed one roza in Ramadan, you have to keep the qaza, one qaza. And if you broke your roza without a proper reason, you must keep 60, and you have to keep that qaza at 61. 60 you must keep consecutive, one after the other, but still the barakat of Ramzan you still can't get. Even if you keep your whole life, what is Ramzan is Ramzan. So if I can try to explain myself, Ramzan is a separate barakat, even if you can't keep rozas. And rozas out of Ramzan is a separate barakat. Yeah, Allah put both together. So what a month it is, what a great month. And then again, another great, great gift Allah gave, Unzila fihi al-Qur'an. This is the month again which Allah revealed the Qur'an. So it has got very strong connection with Qur'an Sharif. Therefore, the riwayat and the tariqah of the ummah, right from the beginning till today, there is a month of just tilawat, tilawat, tilawat. Buzur, go to the Haramain Sharifain, you just see tilawat. Because tilawat has got what a connection with this month. So that is again another thing. Again, the Qur'an Sharif itself. And Allah give us tawfiq. When we say Qur'an, don't say just Qur'an. Qur'an Sharif, Qur'an Majid, Ramzan Sharif, Madinatul Munawwara, not just Medina, not just Makkah, Makkatul Mukarrama. Use these words, adab. Adab is a great thing. Yesterday we explained that the magicians of Fir'aun who came on two counts, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with that iman which normally takes a lifetime to acquire. And even in a lifetime, few people acquire that iman. That those magicians who were in kufars, but they had adab, they offered Musa alayhi salam first, you throw your sticks or we throw our sticks first. We show our magic first. That was their adab. The other, they dressed like Musa alayhi salam. Tere surat, tere mehboob ke ya rab, surat leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ke ya rab, shabahat leke aaya hoon. Oh Allah, I only came with the outward form of your beloved. حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں. You make it a reality. So they came with that, and in one instance Allah blessed them with that iman that they told Fir'aun, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاد, do what you want to. And on what did they say that? When he threatened, and they knew Fir'aun was not a person who makes empty threats, he will do, and he did it. He hung them up, cut their one hand on the opposite leg and hung them on the trees and let them die like that. They were prepared. This is what is iman. The people who have got dunya as their object, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَإِلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ وَالسَّبِيلِ. That we are later. Kya kahan shuru hota hai? قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. People who want dunya stuff. يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. What Qarun got, what America, Europe got, they want to go and die there, live there also. Live that lifestyle. People who يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ. People who have got ilm, not the words of ilm, the reality. وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. The thawab of Allah, akhirah, that is much, much more better. Further little down, tilka darul akhirah. That is the house of akhirah which you must make. What is this dunya which you are running after? So anyway, so this Qur'an Pak which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given, a very, very great gift of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala has given. And this month is connection with the Qur'an Sharif. And it is in our riwayat which has come with tawatur, with continuity, to make minimum one khatam of Qur'an Sharif. There we should each one of us see that if I made, how far am I with my, it means minimum one khatam. And as Maulana Hussein explained, ya in atikaf, one khatam, how many khatams? But make salatu tasbih, make more ibadat. We are freed ours. Allah has freed us and brought us to His house. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. Those of us who have come 40 days, 30 days, whatever period of time, we haven't come, Allah has brought us. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I have been brought. Laak mein asrar muhabbat samjha hoon. I think that I have understood thousands of the secrets of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya hoon. I haven't understood myself, I have been made to understand. Allah's fazl and Allah's karam, that Allah Ta'ala. So appreciate this time that we have here. Why? If we wanted to talk of dunya's things and other things, we could stay at home. We didn't have to come here. We don't have to go to Umrah if you want to stay. We don't have to go in Jamaat if you want to talk dunya's things. When you are out in the path of Allah, you are in Atikaf, you are in the Khanqah, you are in the, for gone for Umrah. Now appreciate all those things. That is the qadr of this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise it is na qadri. So minimum one khatam is for every Muslim. So the one who is in, for the Hafiz, how much more? The one who is in Atikaf, how much more? Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's prescription for every person, murid, must read at least one supara daily, Quran Sharif. But the Hafiz of Quran, three suparas, minimum, were here to read three suparas daily. So we should see how much are we reading. So, and that is important. Hakim, no, Qari, who's in Hardoi? Qari Sahib. Qari Amir Hassan Sahib. When he came, Jazakumullah Khair, he said, what is Islah? You have to read Yasin in the morning, read Yasin, that is Islah. We're talking big, but we're not reading our Yasin Sharif. You have to read your zikr, you have to make so little zikr. That is Islah, make it. You have to read your Quran Sharif, read your Quran, that is Islah. You have to make your namaz, make it with Takbir-e-Ula, make it with Jamaat, that is Islah. But we're talking big things and we're not doing these things. What is Islah? This is our Quran Sharif Tilawat. What is Islah? Make our Quran Sharif Tilawat. See that we are making. And in case there is anyone who doesn't know how to read, it is his faras to learn how to read the Quran Sharif. If we are reading and we have got these programs daily, make sure our tajweed is correct. And the main thing, our huruf, pronunciation. Then few major rules of tajweed. The final rules, if you want to become a qari, welcome, mashallah, no problem. But at least the huruf, the pronunciation of the alphabets, that has to be correct. That is farz ayn upon everyone. And just to give you one broad example, if you are making dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka, it is qalban khashi'a. But you said qalban khashi'a. Qalban, a heart that has got your fear. And kalban khashia, a dog that is frightened. Now if Allah give you 10 dogs which are frightened themselves, what are you asking all the time? And if Imam Saf is making this dua and all saying Ameen, and some say Thumma Ameen, then what is, and it's Ramzan Sharif, some duas are just what you ask at that moment is given to you. So how important that our pronunciation must be correct. And when in English we are booking a ticket, we are doing something, we say S for sugar, H for honey, to make sure the right alphabet is put. And in Arabic, the alphabets are so close, and the dal and the zoi, that how many places in the Quran Sharif, that is just that little mistake, and the whole meaning is gone from qanitin and qanitin. Qanitin, humble people. Qanitin with a ta, humble people. Qanitin who lost hope in the mercy of Allah. And we're just reading it upside down, we're reading it without thinking whether it's qanitin or whether it's qanitin. Toy and ta. All these are so important. So at least our alphabets have to be corrected. So that, alhamdulillah, every day there is that. Let us say, don't think it, don't miss that, sir, that this is not important. No, that only the other programs are important. That is the most important. That is the first thing. So our Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif is a, Allah has given us this great gift of the Quran Sharif in this month. And if we are getting a visitor, for example, and that visitor is a lani, and he's coming in a limousine. So the vehicle he came in also, what a vehicle, he came in limousine. And the visitor himself is very beloved to us. He's very kind, very big-hearted, very rich also, very good also. And he just forgives and overlooks also. Such a visitor we are getting. How much won't we look forward and entertain that visitor? In this month of Ramadan, the vehicle is the month of Ramadan. And then one passenger is rosas. And then the main visitor is the Quran Sharif that has come. The honor of this month, Allah gave this month this honor because of the Quran Sharif. Unzila fihi al-Quran. That is why this month has become so valuable. So what a combination of great gifts of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given us in this month. It is for us to appreciate this. And if we get such a, if we get any visitor, and we didn't prepare for the visitor, we knew the visitor is coming. that in 9 months the visitor is coming. Allah Ta'ala prepared for this visitor. Ramzan is, Jannat is beautified. If we getting a wedding in the house, we do renovations, we do spring cleaning, we paint the house, we do everything, a wedding is coming in the house. Or any other function. For Ramzan, Allah Ta'ala is beautifying Jannat from Muharram, beginning of the year. 9 months Allah is beautifying Jannat. Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right before Rajab, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. That Allah give us barakat in Rajab and Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for extension of life. In case my life is not till Ramzan, Sha'ban decisions are going to make. Ya Allah, give me extension till Ramadan. How important it is in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So preparation for the month of Ramadan. And if we prepare ourselves mentally also, not just we came suddenly in the month of Ramadan. We prepared ourselves, our tilawat, our program, everything we prepared, and now we are ready for Ramzan. If we do prepare, what is our preparation? Let me go for holiday finish. Before in Ramzan I won't be able to go. For my Sunday picnics, I won't be able to go in Ramzan. Let me go finish now. That is our preparation. Or it's getting white meat and pet. Now samosas. Ramzan is a month of fasting, not feasting. Today our spelling is gone weak, and in fasting we just put one E extra. So we made it a month of feasting. That is not the case. So, and our tilawat also, set up before Ramzan. I'll be reading this time, I'll be reading this time. This is my time, I'm freeing up. Set it up. And the house also, our work also, I'll be go 1 hour later to work. I'll open my shop an hour later, I'll close an hour earlier. Lunch, zuhar, I'll close 1 hour, 1.5 hour in Ramzan. So that I can rest also, I can make tilawat also. Preparation. If we getting a visitor, we know he's coming, long before. But when he came, the doors are locked, nothing is open. Finally, somehow when he gets the house to be open, we take him to his room, it's all dusty, the bed is not made. Well, that visitor wants to stay there. If he's got some self-respect, he'll say, okay, no problem. I think I've got other work. He'll make some excuse. He'll go away. He won't stay there. If we haven't prepared for Ramzan, this great honorable guest of the month, of the rozas, of the Quran Sharif, then how will then many of us, we don't get the enjoyment of Ramzan. Why? The guest is not really with us. Because we haven't entertained, we haven't prepared for the guest. But if we prepared, we know what the guest, it's Ramzan also, it's rozas also, it's Quran Sharif also. And then in the ayat again in front, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, it's duas also. And then again it is zikr also. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Again, all this is together. This is a month which has come not only with one, with such a conglomeration, such a combination of what guests, and they have all come from Allah Ta'ala. And they said, we're only going to stay 1 month with you. Our return ticket is booked also. And we'll be leaving by Eid Airways. On Eid's day, when the moon is sighted, we'll be leaving again. So this 1 month, and if we can't entertain this guest for 1 month, then we are the great, great, terrible losers. So anyway, with regard to Quran Sharif, as much as we can, recite the Quran Sharif. For most of us. For the ulama, and Allah give reward, mashallah, to Maulana Musa Saab, the tafsir of the Quran. And Maulana is doing it in such a good way, he's covering the whole Supara. Otherwise, normally, we'll choose 1-2 ayats in detail. But Maulana is generally, it's impossible to cover everything, of course. But generally, the whole Supara, if we are listening properly, what a message aren't we getting? The Quran Sharif, so we must make our own tilawat. Learn it also. That also is happening here. Then the tafsir is also. And the ulama give attention when we are reading. It's of course not possible. Quran is Quran Sharif. To know every detail as we are reading. But the broad meaning, the broad message, at least minimum, try and get that. And then make amal on it also. And propagate it to others also. The Quran is the ultimate. It is everything. And in this last night, Supara, this morning, which Maulana also explained, that وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, Allah's Rasul, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الرَّسُولُ, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. That what a complaint, what feeling, get the feeling in that ayat, that Ya Allah, my qawm, my people, They've made hijrat from the Quran. They've given up the Quran. They've left the Quran and all the different explanation to whichever degree we have given up the Quran Sharif. What a kitab. Quran Sharif is that kitab. Many mashayikh, they've made the complete tarbiyat of the murids and made wusul ila Allah only through Quran Sharif. Quran is that kitab. But when we fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with that great kitab, the Quran Sharif. What then Allah Ta'ala says? Unzila fihi al-Quran. Faman shahida minkum al-shahr. Those who have found the month. And for that also, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, make us hale and healthy. Keep us good for the month of Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan li lana. And oh Allah, makes Ramadan the month also to be peaceful, to be with afiyat, with goodness for me. If something happened, my house burned down. First night of Ramadan, Allah protect everyone. Now what you going to do? All your programs, whatever. Or you get a heart attack. They diagnose you with cancer, second of Ramadan. Your whole Ramadan now. So Allah, keep me safe for Ramadan. Keep Ramadan safe for me. وَسَلِّمْهُ مُتَقَبَّلًا. And for the future also, oh Allah, by the barakat of this, always in the future. So in other words, we are taught also, if you look after Ramadan, inshallah, your whole future also is going to be looked after. The rest of your year, the rest of your life also. So this is an opportunity. A businessman knows that December, if you look after it, many jamaats who came previously, they used to say, we make tashkil, people say, no, Ramadan, don't touch us. If we make our Ramadan business, we set for the year. So they should tell us that we are surprised. 1 month you make so much for the whole year you set. Really, the businessman knows that department. But yeah, if we look after Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, with a deep sigh of his heart, he says, especially for the ulama, you allowed 11 months to go by without looking at yourself. You were teaching, you were giving lectures, you didn't worry. This 1 month, do something for yourself. Acquire something. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you are going out in Jamaat, and if you are empty yourself, what are you going to give the others? So this month, fill up. We are at the depot now. We're not only at the filling station, we are at the depot in this month. Fill up and then go and give to others. But this is the month to take. So Allah Ta'ala. And then again, this beautiful poem which Bhai Ajaz, Jazahumullah Khair, has rendered to us, that by it is the month of Ramadan, it is rozas, it is Quran Sharif, it is zikr, it is dua, and then you by your sheikh also. Tere aashiqo me jina, tere aashiqo me marna. And all this you'll get from your sheikh. All this Allah has put together. How much shukr mustn't we make? In the same ayat here is shukr. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Make shukr. All this ni'mat Allah has given to you together, free of charge. For all these things, if you want to book a ticket for somewhere, and your accommodation everywhere, for Umrah, how expensive it is. You can't imagine the prices. Last 10 days in Makkah Sharif, you can't fathom those prices. Yeah, Allah is giving it to you at your doorstep, free of charge. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr of all these great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, now, we started with the month of Ramadan, which was first 10 days of Allah's rahmat, which was pouring down. Upon everyone, the whole world, Allah's rahmat was pouring down. What is it that small children cry to get up for sehri? They cry to keep roza. If it's not Allah's rahmat, what is it? If we can't still see, we want to see Allah's rahmat. If we can't see it right in our houses, then where are we going to see? Where are we going to see Allah's rahmat? It is everywhere. What is taking all the people? No place in Makkah Sharif. No place in Medina Sharif. Who is taking all these people? If it's not Allah's rahmat, that Allah is taking you to the marakis of Islam, to the great centers of Islam. And there were so, what Allah's rahmat, the place is not electrified, that word can't explain it. It is not lightning, it isn't filled. Allah's rahmat on Rozai Mubarak. Every moment Allah's rahmat that is descending. The malaika that is there, there is no place for anyone. If malaika were like us, we should find no place there. They are there all the time to be present there. And in the whole world this month of Ramadan, wherever you can think, what is it that a drunkard is giving up his drinking in this month? A drug addict And this also is just another, like anger is one deception, that a person thinks that my anger, but that anger, the minute somebody more stronger, bigger comes, your anger evaporates. That shows that the anger is just a deception. Anger is very shrewd. It makes you think like that. Like that, our habits of cigarette, of drugs, of alcohol, whatever it is also just in the mind. What is it that the whole day you can keep roza, you don't take your drugs, you don't take your alcohol, you don't smoke or anything? Now suddenly, what happens when you open your roza? It's all in the mind. If a person becomes strong in his mind, and more stronger in his iman, what was it that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, strength of iman, when liquor was made haram, it flew like when a storm comes down, and the storm water runs on the road, liquor was flowing on the road. And they prided themselves with the liquor. And the more older it is said about liquor, the more better it is. Like with attar also, the more older, the more better. The same with liquor it is said. A poet says, Isqini khamran, give me that special liquor, wa qulli annahu hu. And tell me also it is that, so that I can appreciate it more also. Don't let me just drink it and I don't know I drank that. How the Arabs loved the liquor, but that strength of iman, that they gave it up immediately. And we know for us, we are born Muslims. We are our fathers, forefathers, grandfathers, whole progeny Muslims. But we can't still make parda with our woman. Our woman can't make parda. The ayat of parda came, and all those women, by the next morning, that night they all had their burqas sewn and they had their chadars ready. And the next morning there wasn't a single woman without parda. So it is possible. Today we say very hard. Parda is very hard. Parda is not hard. Our iman is very weak. We have to work on our iman. If our iman becomes strong, parda you'll be able to make. And some who do make parda, many people, perhaps in our gathering here, many of us, but we are making what is called kana parda, cockeyed parda. Who you feel like, one eye parda. So what, who you feel like you make parda, who you don't feel like, you don't make parda. So in the family, we have days also. Like from strange men, we make parda properly. But family men, cousins, etc., there no parda. So it is cockeyed parda. That is not what is required. What is required is shari'i parda. From every person whom Allah has given command of making parda, to make parda from them. In there also, that is also one major guna many of us are involved in. Many of us think that I'm all right. Now, but we're not making parda. From our cousins, we're not making parda. When we are out, the customers, we're looking directly in their eyes and talking. And not only that, we are even joking with them. And in many country towns, the imam of the town, he's the whole town's babi. He mixes with all the women, talks, he goes in the house. Many times we have to go with, and they talk freely, and they just walk in the house. So, but we are the imams, we are maulanas. But yet parda, a basic thing, we are not making. So this, and many imams, when it comes to such occasions, weddings, they're there at service. Funerals, they are doing everything, mixing with everyone, man, woman, and everyone. Qurbani time, they serve, they so big khadims, and their akhlaq is so good, they serve everyone. And the law of parda is thrown overboard. And on the other thing, you think, we are making our zikr also, we're making our tilawat also, we're giving our chillas also, we're going for umrah also every year, but these gunas are not coming out of our life. And the effect of ibadat must be abdiyat. And the effect of ibadat must be that it brings nur. And when nur comes, zulmat goes away. So if gunas are not going away, our ibadat is not, for some reason there is something wrong. If all the cars in the morning are going on the highway and the freeway zooming past, but my car is stuck, doesn't mean cars are bad. My car has got a problem. So if our ibadat, if it is taking other people to their destination, but my ibadat is stuck, there is something wrong in my ibadat. Why am I not reaching my destination? And we have to check ourselves, our ibadat. Is my niyat not correct? Am I not doing my ibadat properly? After my ibadat, is this ibadat bringing pride in me? While I'm making ibadat, Allahu Akbar. Hadraji Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Always, one particular occasion, one person came for chilla to stay in the khanqa. Hadrat asked him, that at home have you made proper arrangements with your wife? Who is there? Who is going to buy her daily needs? No proper arrangements, you go straight home. Your isla now is to go home. You can make your arrangement first and then you come here. Now we are gone and we're leaving the wife to go to the shop. And not once, twice, whole life, she's going to the shop all the time. We sitting for i'tikaf, we gone for umrah, we gone in jamaat. The wife is in the business. What isla is being made? Hey, we are in guna-i kabira, major guna, that we're exposing. And that person is a dayus. That person who exposes his wife freely and voluntarily in front of everyone else. So these things have to come right. This reality of these things. This is what the reality is. So this month Allah says, so all this Allah gave us the first 10 days, the first 10 days of rahmat. The second days of maghfirat are getting finished now. And the last 10 days of i'tikaf and itqu min an-nar. Now see another, what a great, another great treasure of the last 10 days of i'tikaf. Whomever Allah is giving the tawfiq, what a great gift from Allah, wherever we're making. And if you are making it by your shaykh, and also as we have mentioned many times, if any person now also has come here in the hope of lot of ibadat, he came to the wrong khalqa. He should happily go somewhere else if his object is ibadat. Yeah, also ibadat takes place. But the predominant thing, to try and give up guna, to make our islah. That is the important thing. That are we making our islah or not? Is our life changing? Even one thing, if we have determined, we are repeating of this, singing over it from the beginning of Ramadan, that even one thing, if you think that I must correct, the parda in the house, I'm making parda, but kokai parda. I'm not making shar'i parda. From every person that Allah has commanded me to make parda, I make parda. And that's the main thing, this thought that I think I am pious, that I think I'm better than the other person. So now Allah Ta'ala, the first 20 days, we were outpatients. But now, yeah, it isn't really in a sense that your bimari has increased. Now you have to go into ICU. All this ICU tents are here. But now why? Those who want to reach the higher level, they have to come now into ICU. Now Allah said, you have been coming to me, to my house, all the whole Ramzan, 5 times a day you have been coming. Now I've got so much love for you, I'm going to keep you, I'm going to detain you now. And what is wrong with that when Yusuf alayhi salam detained his brother? And the Quran Sharif showed a trick how to do it also. Put that golden goblet in his saman, and now he has to stay by me. He can't go. So if Allah keeps you back, if Allah keeps Maulana Yusuf back, we put something in his saman, we get the police to search it. And we say, you have to stay here. That's the law, the shariat of Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, that by whom the goods are found, he's the guilty person. So it carried on till Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam's time. So anyway, so Allah wants to detain us now. And very fortunate are those who will not wait to be detained. They go to themselves and give themselves up. That we, and now the last 10 days of i'tikaf. And the anwarat and barakat of i'tikaf. Allahu Akbar. Allah blessed us with i'tikaf in, alhamdulillah, in Germiston once. I was busy with other things. The last 3 days I said. But what anwarat there is in i'tikaf. To stay by your beloved, and if you have found Allah, and now you're going to be staying with him all the time, who won't want to stay? Everyone dies to go and stay with his beloved. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala now is giving us this last 10 days. So how much mustn't we appreciate this last 10 days? And in this 10 days, in i'tikaf, don't worry if you're not bathing every day. And there's whatever little smell or whatever is coming, don't worry, Allah loves that. When you come to your beloved and you came in the way and somebody hit you also, blood coming out, you didn't get chance to change, and you come to your beloved and he looks at you and he won't tell you that like this you coming to me. He'll appreciate, for my sake you sacrifice, they hit you, blood coming out here, you didn't get chance to change your clothes also, you didn't get chance to shower, and you are coming to me like this, how much won't he be appreciate? So in i'tikaf, Allah wants to keep us here. And the haji who goes, and who is ash'ath, aghbar, that haji whose hair is this heaven, and clothes are full of dust, etc. Allah loves that haji more, who comes with sparkling ihram. Or he just put it on the 8th of Zulhijjah, and he comes with it shining. And one person came 6 months journey through the desert, through the jungles, and his clothes, and he put ihram from there. So he didn't take a proper bath also in ihram. You mustn't use soap, etc. In fact, just to cool down also, now the ulama have given permission, just put, but just like that you come. How Allah loves that person, Allah loves him more. So this is how Allah wants. And outwardly you might be, but what Allah, that person inwardly is shining. And where is treasure kept? You don't put all your money in the safe. You put it in the dustbin. You put it in your dirty clothes there. So where Allah puts His treasure also, who people outwardly you say, oh, this person, what is in him? Nothing in him. But in there, Allah keeps His treasure. So, and the inside must be shining. So that is this month of Ramadan, if we can spend it in this way, and we appreciate our Quran Sharif now, and now we appreciate the i'tikaf which is coming, and we spend it correctly, then what does Allah give at the end? Eid. And Eid is not liman labisal jadid. Not those really, Eid is not really for those people who are already going and missing their rosas to do Eid shopping. I hope it's no more happening at one time. Yeah, in Azad, how many ladies were not keeping rosa going Eid shopping? How wrong isn't it? So Eid isn't for that. Eid is not for those people who are already putting up the pots of biryani, preparing already how many people we're going to invite. Eid is not for those people who are doing the spring cleaning and burning wood in the house and wonderful scents in the house. Eid is for those people really who have cleansed their inside. And when your inside is cleansed, Allah Ta'ala comes. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum's beautiful poem, La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e-tawheed mein. First in the kalma-e-tawheed, that is where you enter into Islam. The first thing is La ilaha. La is first. Negate all the wrong. And not only all the wrong ma'bud that you trust on your shop, you trust on your job, you trust on your medicine, you trust on that. Not only all that, but all your haram desires. All haram. Take out all that. When that all happens, then only Allah. A man will ask his wife so many times, you love only me. So Allah says also only me. Everything else must gone out. Only me, illallah. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. Ghair-e haq jab jaye hai. When ghair-e haq goes. Everything besides haq, besides Allah. When that goes out of that, the dil mein haq a jaye hai. Automatically Allah comes into that heart. Allah does not fit, it is hadith Qudsi in the heavens. Allah does not fit on the earth anywhere. Allah fits in the heart of a mu'min. But which heart which has become cleansed? La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. Ghair-e haq jab jaye hai, tab dil mein haq a jaye hai. Then is when Allah Ta'ala will come into that heart. And when Allah has come into that heart, a person will automatically say, ek tumse kya muhabbat ho gayi. Ya Allah, that I found your love. When I found your love, ek tumse kya muhabbat ho gayi. Sari dunya hi se nafrat ho gayi. Now I've just disinclined, disliked everyone else in the world. When I found your love, ishq mein zillat bhi izzat ho gayi. In this love of Allah Ta'ala, zillat, you humbled yourself. You are making sajdas, you are forgiving people, you making first salam. Whether they fulfill your rights or not, you fulfilling their rights, you doing everything. All the zillat of yours, ishq mein zillat bhi izzat ho gayi. Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Who humbles himself for Allah's sake, Allah makes him the highest. Ishq mein zillat bhi ishq ho gayi. Ishq mein zillat bhi ishq ho gayi. Li faqiri, badshahat ho gayi. I took faqiri, I chose to be a pauper. I gave up, now I'm retired from business now. Now I'm just going to make ibadat all the time. People used to come buy goods from me, now they're coming to take duas from me. Now people are calling me and say, blow on my child. They're saying, my somebody is ill, please come make dua now. That small business you gave, Allah gave you big business now. And we'll send the car for you. And you now, what car also? Not any old jalopy. They'll send the best car for you also. The more you became Allah's, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Allah became yours. Now you have sacrificed for Allah, Allah will become yours. And not only for Allah wala or anyone, But they all a king. A king is a worldly man. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi. When he gave up his whole kingdom and he became a faqir of Allah Ta'ala, what honor Allah gave him. And till today the whole world's people, not only Muslims, whole world's people, they have got respect and honor for Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, for Hazrat Jalaluddin, Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi, for all the great buzurg, Khaja Muinuddin Ashmi Ajmeri, Khaja Nizamuddin, Awliya, go and see there how many Hindus are coming there. Hey, not only in the Muslims, everyone's heart Allah has put the muhabbat and the qadr of these people. How many Christians come there? How many Hindus come there? Muslims go so much. What is it when do you sacrifice? Li faqiri baadshahat hoge. You chose to be a pauper. You chose to give up everything for Allah's sake. Allah gave you such treasures. And then also don't think only that now after their death, in their lifetime, one Khaja Muinuddin Ajmeri rahmatullah alayh, and this is not even recorded by a Muslim, by a non-Muslim historian, a white, William Mir, he records, he made his one journey from Ajmer to Agra, where the Taj Mahal is. In this one journey, 9 million people became Muslims. Hey, Hindus we know now till today, now they also gone weaker, but they very staunch on their religion. The 9 million became Muslims in that one journey. Allah wa'ala, when we have got something within us, hey, and then we'll see it just goes to everyone. If we have built something, when we go home after i'tikaf, house people are going to get the benefit. The shop people, who we come into contact, this person, what? How isn't he changed? He has changed so much now. How before he was, he should just shout and fight. Now he's so humble. When these qualities will come, and that is what Allah's ibadat, etc. Quran Sharif, Ramzan Sharif, and now to top it all, i'tikaf is coming. And the nights of the last 10 days, the days of the last 10 days, every moment so valuable. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq to make qadr of this great, great treasures which Allah Ta'ala has free of charge given to us. Hey, Allah hasn't charged us. Allah is not calling us to a meeting and but saying you make sure you bring your checkbook with. You are guaranteed you have won a prize, but you must come with your checkbook with. That you're going to hook you up onto something else there. And what prize they'll give you? Hardly a ballpoint which doesn't write also. They'll give you a prize like that. Allah, na'uz billah, is not calling us for Ramzan and for i'tikaf and to give us. Allah is giving us mi'raj. If we wusul il Allah, to reach Allah Ta'ala. And not only, what are the treasures of Allah? They also makhluk. Allah is Allah. If you get Allah, what the treasures you will also get. But what are the treasures? What is Jannat in front of Allah? Even to Hazrat Rabi'ah Basariya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, says, oh Allah, if I make your ibadat for Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. And if I'm making your ibadat to save myself from Jahannam, throw me into Jahannam. But if I'm making your ibadat for your sake, oh Allah, don't deprive me from you. So what is that ikhlas? Where is it? It's 100% jais, halal, and we are commanded to ask, we must get Jannat, we must save ourselves from Jahannam. But where is the ikhlas? We think we got ikhlas. We hardly know the meaning of ikhlas. What is ikhlas? So where these people are? So to, if a person finds Allah Ta'ala, there is no greater gift. And now Allah says, last 10 days, if you haven't found me, come now for i'tikaf. If you have found me, you will get me more closer. Come and sit for i'tikaf. Come and stay with me now. In my house, you were coming all the time. But now stay permanently and see then what I'll give you. From our side, once that guest is in our house, entertain the guest correctly. This guest doesn't want food, in fact wants to stay hungry. This guest, and even at Sehri Iftari time, this guest doesn't want all elaborate food. The more simple the food, this guest enjoy that. And just a little bit, even just water is enough for this guest. Sehri also, just a cup of tea is enough for this guest. But what this guest want, don't want you to take them to the Kruger National Park and to the Garden Route and to Durban beaches and Cape Town beaches. This guest wants you to make tilawat. This guest wants you to make zikr. This guest wants you to make du'as. This is what this guest wants. And this guest doesn't ask you for presents when the guest is leaving. You must give some tuhfa also. No, this guest, with the tuhfa it wants, is maghfirat. You make dua of maghfirat from Allah Ta'ala. And then this guest will leave a gift with you, the gift of Allah's ma'rifat and connection with Allah. And when you have made this connection, the big connection, you don't need any other connection. May Allah let us appreciate this great and auspicious month. The few days that are left, Ramzan is hardly started. Over half is gone already. Just now we had the end already. And then we'll make afsos. Kaffe afsos manenge hai. Kya ho gaya? Ramzan chali gayi. But now while it's here, may qadr of it, may Allah give us tawfiq and let us appreciate Ramzan for what it is. Hajj time, the ibadat which Allah loves is Hajj. Qurbani time, Allah loves nothing more than Qurbani. Now in the month of Ramadan, the ibadat which Allah loves is fixed for us. Let us make that ibadat. This is the opportunity. Once Eid's moon is sighted, you can't make the ibadat of Ramzan. The value of Ramzan is gone. It can't come back. It is finished. Wait if you're living till next year and everything is in order. Then if everything is meant for you, then you can get it. But this is the month for what it is now. While you are becoming a Hafiz, don't give your attention somewhere else. This is your time. While you become an Ali, this is your work now. Do your work. So what is in the month of Ramadan, this only can be done now. Do it now. In Tawaf, you can't make anywhere else. When you're in Makkah Sharif, appreciate it. Umrah, you can't even make in Medina Sharif even. Make it there. Appreciate when what is there. What is in the month of Ramadan, may Allah give us qadr to appreciate it, inshallah. Where's the brother? Come forward. He's going to read Kalima, mashallah. And Muhammad Saleh, you also come forward. Inshallah, it's going to become bayat. Okay.
As well as also wants to accept from a prune.
From where?
Kashliso.
First, you're going to accept Islam, eh? You explained everything, is it?
I haven't explained it, but you've got an idea.
Achoo. Okay, Brother Rashid will explain to you everything, eh? All what you have to believe in, what you have to do, etc. Eh? Inshallah. Come forward. Give me your hand. Give me, put your hand also. Yeah. I'll read the, what we call it, the kalima. Kalima means words. The words of belief in Allah Ta'ala. And what it really means, that we believe in one Allah, one Supreme Being, one Creator, who has done everything, and there's nobody besides him who has done anything. He is the Supreme Being. And then, to teach us all this, what we have been speaking, what I'm telling you now, he sent all the messengers, who we call prophets, the messengers. And the last messenger was Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is the last and final messenger. And we believe in him as the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. Just like Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, we believe in him as a messenger of Allah Ta'ala. He's not the son of Allah, of God. He's not God himself. He is the messenger. He came to give the message. So we believe in that. So I'll say these words in Arabic. You repeat it after me. Then I'll say it in English. You repeat that also. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. لا إله means there is no God. That means there is no power. There is no creator. There is no one who does anything. So say there is no God, besides Allah. In Arabic we call him Allah, the one supreme being, the creator, who controls everything. And Muhammad, and say, and Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's a prayer we say. That means the peace and blessings of Allah, of God, be on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is the last and final messenger. Yes, inshallah. Now you have fallen in the fold of Islam. Now inshallah you stay on that, you'll go to paradise. Dunya is very temporary in this world that we are living. When we die, you'll go to paradise. What you have to do to get all the higher levels of paradise, inshallah, Brother Rashid will explain to you, inshallah. Come, Abdul Mateen. MashaAllah, Abdul Mateen became Muslim. He went for Umrah.
He went to Medina Sharif. You were so lucky. You got a good friend, inshallah. Then we come back. Give your hand one, Salih.